share the gospel of God's grace. It's a privilege for me to be here, and thank you also for the sharing, Reverend Kwok and Mrs. Kwok. I've been blessed by that. I would like to bring you to the focus of today's reading from the scripture, and especially if you can focus on verse 28. The title of this message today is The Invitation of Jesus Christ. I believe if you have been invited to some event, you know, you might respond it in two ways. Either you'll be glad, or yes, I'll be there. Or you'll feel, oh no, I've been invited, but I don't really want to be there. What should I do? What should I do? But this is the invitation of Jesus Christ, our Lord. The invitation that is given to all. And if you read verse 28, let's read it. 1, 2, 3. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's not the only statement that many people only quote that. But we have to continue to verse 30. Let's read verse 29. And he said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And verse 30 said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So the invitation of Jesus is not just verse 28. It's verse 28, 29, and 30. Now let's focus on verse 28. When he said, come to me, he promised us something. Come to me, all ye who are weary or and heavy laden, that is in King James Version here, weary and burdened. I will give you what? Again, I will give you what? He promised he will give us rest if we come to him. He did not promise I will give you stress. Now, do me a favor. Look to the person next to you, around you, and do this. Not stress, but rest. So if you are stressful right now, have you really come to Jesus? Now, the logical thinking is this. If Jesus made a promise, do you think he would be lying or no? Of course not, you're going to say. When he made a promise, he really meant what he said. He didn't say a word and meant another. When he said, I will give you rest, he really meant it. I will give you rest. But the problem in our lives, sometimes we forget that if we come to Jesus, actually, the result of coming to Jesus should be rest. Not stress. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that if you believe in Jesus, if you come to Jesus, you will never have a problem. No, I'm not saying that. That's not what Jesus said. You will have problem. In this world, Jesus said, you will have problem. You will have trouble. But rest assured, Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Now, when he said, I will give you rest, doesn't mean that we will not have any problem. Doesn't mean we don't work anything at all. No, what he said. Verse 29, take my yoke. Now, that is the secret of having the rest. It's not just coming to Jesus and that's it and everything will be restful. No, the second point would be. So again, I usually preach 3-point sermon to make it easier. First point, the invitation of Jesus said, come to me. So Jesus invites us to come to him. That's the first point. And if you remember, and Reverend Kwok touched it a little bit. Jesus is the only answer of human's problem, of our life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's why he said, come to me. Not to other person, but to Jesus, because Jesus is the only way. If you believe, say amen. Amen. Tell a person next to you, Jesus is the only way. Oh, we need to practice saying that more often. Sometimes, yes, Jesus is the only way. But when you say it, you're not really expressing it. You got to express it. Jesus is the only way. 1, 2, 3. Jesus is the only way. And God loves that. When he hears you declaring and confessing that Jesus is the only way, come to me, he said, not to other people. Now, I will give you rest. Now, in Hebrew chapter 4, if you don't mind helping me, Hebrew chapter 4, verse 11, this is one of the secrets of the gospel that sometimes we overlook. But in Hebrew chapter 4, we learn the history of the people of Israel in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant. They did not enter that rest, but in the book of Hebrew, the writer of Hebrew insists, and clearly he said in Hebrew chapter 4, verse 11, he said, make every effort to enter into that rest. Make every effort to enter into that rest. If you have any strength left in your life right now, you feel so tired of life, you feel so burdened and heavy laden, I just would like to remind you with Hebrew chapter 4, verse 11, if there is any strength left in your body, in your life, use it to enter into that rest. What it means, come to Jesus. And not just to come to him, but take his yoke upon you. Now, to some of you who are not familiar with the word yoke, this is coming from farmers' terminology. A yoke is a piece of wood or metal that will connect two animals together on its neck. So one side of the yoke, which is a piece of metal or wood, will tie one neck, and the other one, another animal, will be also tied under the one piece of metal or wood. That is a yoke. Now, when Jesus said, take my yoke, he was referring to that kind of terminology. What it meant by that, hey, take my yoke, his yoke, which means he is now tied to that one side, and he come to you, invite you to come to him, but not just to come to him, but you and I, we got to let our neck to be tied together with him under the same yoke. And this is the secret of having a lighter burden, of having an easier yoke. How many of you know that sometimes in our life we feel so tired, we feel so burdened, heavy? And sometimes I understand this, sometimes people, when they go through problems in their life and it's so heavy, what they do is this. Look at me. You're sitting, reading, or you know, about to do something, but when you're sitting, you remember that problem, what you do is this. And you do this. And you think about it again. And then while you're driving in a stop line, and then you remember that comes to your mind again, and you do this. And you are about to sleep. But in the middle of the night, you're not able to sleep, and you remember that problem again, and you do this. You know what I mean. What you need to do and I need to do when we feel that burden is not by carrying it ourselves anymore. But what we need to do is take the yoke of Jesus, put on our neck. We are together under the same yoke with Jesus. And what happened? This is a supernatural thing. When we take the yoke of Jesus, instead of we are having more problems or more burden, because usually when you take something on your neck, it's going to be more burden, right? But this is supernatural. When you take the yoke of Jesus, he is carrying your problem and my problem. Because we are under the same yoke. And this is what it is. When two animals are under one yoke, they will work together when they plow the ground before it's being planted with the seed. They work together under the same yoke. They walk together. And what it means, when Jesus said, come and take my yoke upon you, we got to walk together with him. When he turned to the right, we turn to the right. When he turned to the left, we turn to the left. That's what it means by taking his yoke upon us. And that's why our burden will be lighter. That's why our yoke will be easier. Because if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but you still carry your burden yourself, then you just come to Jesus, but you are not taking his yoke upon you. But I just would like to remind you, The invitation of Jesus consists of three things, not only one. Not only come to him, but come to him and take his yoke upon us. Tell the person next to you, take his yoke upon you. Come on, do that. Take his yoke upon you. And he promised us what? Twice he said, first in verse 28, I will give you rest. In verse 29, when he said, take my yoke upon you, he said what? You will find rest for your soul. Twice remind us. You will find rest for your soul. So if you've been so burdened and heavy laden, I would like to remind you, when Jesus is in your life, please remember this. Don't carry your problems, your burdens, by your own strength any longer. You have to remind yourself, I'm not by myself anymore. Jesus is with me. He is in me. Why should I carry this by my own strength? I have Jesus, and he has often invited me to come to him. Not only that, he has invited me to take his yoke upon me, and he said it. I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. And verse 30, please go to verse 30. This is connected. Verse 30 said what? For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Say it, 1, 2, 3. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is connected to the cross. Jesus said, if you come to me, anybody come to me, he or she has to carry his cross or her cross and follow me. Otherwise, that person is not worthy of me. Many people say, wow, to be a Christian is so heavy. Yes, it's heavy. It's not easy. But if you know that you're not going through it by yourself, but Jesus is going through it with you, that you are connected under one yoke with Jesus, that your burden is not carried by you yourself, but Jesus is carrying it with you, and you let it happen. How many times we sing this song? I surrender all. And sing it again. I surrender all. And what after that? All to thee, my blessed Savior. Sing it. Now, what does it say? I surrender all, right? How many times in your life you said, I surrender all? But how many times in your life? Please double check. Check your heart. I check my heart too. When we pray, Lord, I surrender all. But after we pray, we'll still think about it. We'll still worry about it. We can't sleep because of it. But we say, I surrender all. Does it really mean we surrender all when we still can't sleep after we surrender all? We still worry about what we've been praying for? No! Actually, when we sing, I surrender all, this is what we really meant. I surrender some. I surrender few. Not all. If you really surrender all, you should not worry about that anymore. Think about a lawyer. When we hire a lawyer for a case, whatever it might be, we got to trust the lawyer. You can't walk around and go around, go to the other party and try to defend yourself. It doesn't work. Your lawyer will feel, what are you doing? Are you trusting me or not? If you trust me, you should be silent. Let me know all the information that you have. Surrender it to me. I will do your case. You just keep quiet and win. You will win. This is what the lawyer will say if he's a good lawyer. He will not allow you to walk around and go around the bush wherever it is to find your own answer. And that's not good. And when we say, Lord, I surrender all, but still we worry, still we try to make it happen with our own strength. Actually, we are saying to the Lord, Lord, I don't really trust you. If we really trust him, we let him do it. If you believe, say amen. And the third point, because of the time, I have to move. The third point, he said, learn from me. Three invitations. Come to Jesus, take his yoke upon us. Not only that, learn from him. And why do we need to learn from him? It's not by coincidence. Every time a farmer take two animals and put it under the same yoke, what a farmer would do usually is this. One animal will be the experienced animal that had been before under the yoke, that knows the command of the farmer. And the other one will be a new one, the inexperienced one. The inexperienced one will be together yoked with the experienced one. Why? Because when the farmer gives the command to the right, whatever it will be, or whatever, whatever the code is, the experienced one will know it and turn to the direction as commanded by the farmer, and the inexperienced one will follow. That's why Jesus said, learn from me. We got to walk our daily life learning from Jesus. And this is connected very strongly to the commission, the great commission of Jesus. What did Jesus say to his disciples? Go, preach the nation, preach the gospel to the nation, and make them disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them whatever I taught you. And remember, I will be with you even to the end of the earth. But remember, he did not ask his disciples to go just make people believe in Jesus and that's it. No, he asked them to make disciples. And what is the characteristic of a disciple? A disciple learns. A disciple studies. A disciple is a student. And a student learns. That's why Jesus said, learn from me. I hope we understand that Jesus called us to be his disciples, not just to be a believer. A believer come to Jesus. And then when we walk together with Jesus, we take his yoke upon us. Remember, your problem is not your own problem. If you believe in Jesus, don't carry it by your own strength. Share it with Jesus. And you feel you can sleep tonight easily. I pray if some of you have not been able to sleep because of your problem, I pray tonight you will be able to sleep easily because you say, oh yeah, I surrender to Jesus. He carried with me. And the third one, please learn from Jesus, which means you are called to be a disciple. Learn. Join the Bible study. Not only come to church on Sunday, join the Bible study. If there is any cell group, if there is any Bible study group or youth program or Sunday school, join it, because you need to be a disciple. And not only that, after you are, you know, a disciple, you are also given the responsibility, like I am, to make disciple. What it means, not only we need to be a disciple, but we need to be a disciple that will be able to disciple others. And think about it logically. If we don't disciple our next generation, what will happen to the Christianity? This is a wake-up call for people who live in Canada. If you think about the next generation of the church, I'm a pastor, I know what's happening around the churches around Canada because I learned about it, and I met many pastors, many reports from different churches. Not many youth are right now in churches. Many churches are filled with older generation, but there is gap, and this should not happen in this church. If you agree with me, say amen. We need to be aware that we need to disciple our next generation, and that is our responsibility. If we don't do anything about it, the next generation will not know Jesus, and that's not good, because Jesus wants us to learn from him. I leave you with my song, I Surrender All, and after that, whoever is going to take over, please do so. And I would like to ask you to join with me to sing just the chorus, I Surrender All.